Okay, can you guys hear me okay? Is that going through? Whoever has unmuted.
We're good. You sound good.
Yeah. Okay,
great.
Yeah. Hear ya.
Thank you, Amber. That was lovely. A nice sprightly tune for a beautiful summer morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Karen Deaton, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm a member of Prairie. I have been for 15 or 16 years. I serve as the chair of the Religious Education Committee. And I've also served on the Building Remodel Committee, which is wrapping up now. And I lead the Landscape Committee, which is recently restarted now that we're back in our yard to some degree. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome you, whatever your ethnic or religious background, whatever your color, gender, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. During our virtual coffee hour at the end of the service, we'll invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves so that we can get to know you better. We will also have joys and concerns at that time, and then a general coffee hour discussion. We have a few announcements before we get started, and there are more in the order of service that was emailed to the Prairie News Group. We are sharing our offering this quarter with the Allied Wellness Center. The Wellness Center is a neighborhood center with the purpose of promoting health and wellness of the mind, body, and spirit of people living in the Allied, Belmar, and Dunn's Marsh neighborhoods, which are the neighborhoods around our meeting house. Prairie Sing-Along is tonight at 7 p.m. They're using the Rise Up Singing Songbook, and if you need a copy of that, tell Patty Stockdale and she will help you out. Virtual Dungeons and Dragons is continuing every week. The beginners group is Monday at 4:30 and the advanced group is Friday at 4:30. Let me know if you're interested in joining those and I'll put you in touch with the Dungeon Masters. Wednesday Night Fun is at 6 p.m. this Wednesday. Note that we have a new time going forward. We're meeting at 6 p.m. This week's activity is going to be Meet Our Pets. So you can introduce an animal or a stuffed animal, and this might be fun for you even if you are not a child. Harlan Small is going to read our chalice lighting. And they'll unmute. We need you to. I can see the stuff really well,
there
Peggy.
You go.
Okay.
Now that a small group of thoughtful communities can change the world. Indeed is the only thing that ever has. But not do it me.
Thank you, Peggy, Harlan, Aiden, everybody. The story for all ages today will be read by Holly Tellender. So I am going to mute myself and I'm going to switch to speaker view.
Can you all hear me? Okay, great. So the story that I'm going to read today, which is suddenly seeming very close to my face, is The Dot by Peter H. Reynolds. There's the picture. Art class was over, but Vashti sat glued to her chair. Her paper was empty. Vashti's teacher leaned over the blank paper. "Ah, a polar bear in a snowstorm," she said. "Very funny," said Vashti. "I just can't draw." Her teacher smiled. "Just make a mark and see where it takes you." Vashti grabbed a marker and gave the paper a good, strong jab. "There." Her teacher picked up the paper and studied it carefully. She pushed the paper toward Vashti and quietly said, "Now sign it." Vashti thought for a moment. "Well, maybe I can't draw, but I can sign my name." The next week, when Vashti walked into art class, she was surprised to see what was hanging above her teacher's desk. It was the little dot she had drawn, her dot, all framed in swirly gold. "I can make a better dot than that." She opened her never-before-used set of watercolors and set to work. Vashti painted and painted, a yellow dot, a green dot, a red dot, a blue dot. The blue mixed with the red, she discovered that she could make a purple dot. Vashti kept experimenting, lots of little dots in many colors. "If I can make little dots, I can make big dots too." Vashti splashed her colors with a bigger brush and bigger paper to make bigger dots. Vashti even made a dot by not painting a dot. At the school art show a few weeks later, Vashti's many dots made quite a splash. Vashti noticed a little boy gazing up at her. "You're a really great artist. I wish I could draw," he said. "I bet you can," said Vashti. "Me? No, not me. I can't draw a straight line with a ruler." Vashti smiled. She handed the boy a blank sheet of paper. "Show me." The boy's pencil shook as he drew his line. Oops. Vashti stared at the boy's squiggle, and then she said, "Please sign it." That's the end.
That was great. Thank you.
Yeah.
That just reminds me of the way you do things in RE, Holly. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about what's coming up in RE for the next year or so. As you may know, Friday was Holly's last day as our director of religious education. And we will miss her leadership very much. But she is planning to stay on as a member and even to serve on the religious education committee. So I'm very happy about that. But since she's no longer staff, I want everybody to break the habit of directing their questions and suggestions about RE to Holly. So please, instead, please direct them to other Religious Education Committee members. That would be Peggy, Carl, Paula, Jesse, and me. And if you'd like to join the committee, let me know, because we can always use more people. Email that's sent to the DRE email account is now being forwarded to me as chair of the RE committee. So if you want to communicate with Holly, you'll use her personal email. So the biggest decision that we made is that we're not going to plan in-person RE activities until next summer, because of the pandemic, of course. And we're going to wait a few months to hire a new DRE. We'll start the process this winter in preparation for hopefully being able to restart our in-person program next summer. The hiring committee is made up of Lynn Curry as board representative, Rebecca Strome as a parent representative, who also happens to be an HR professional, Carl Wacker as a committee member who also has a lot of hiring experience, Jesse Garst, who is our inclusivity watchdog, and me. During the time that we're without a director of religious education, the RE committee and other volunteers are going to maintain some scaled back activities. So we'll take turns hosting the Wednesday Fun Night. Our two Dungeons and Dragons campaigns will continue. And we're also, our biggest project is to do human sexuality education for grades 7 to 10 this year, because we can't wait until the pandemic's over, because the kids are growing up and they need the information. Our usual curriculum, Our Whole Lives, OWL, is designed for in-person delivery. It just can't work remotely. So we're going to be using online tools to deliver information in the spirit of OWL, despite the change in format. And we're using a new acronym for it. Instead of OWL, it's going to be called HAWK, which stands for Hesitant Adolescents with Knowledge. And another bit of news is that we are renaming our RE program from Religious Education to Religious Exploration. A lot of UU congregations have already made that change. You can keep the RE acronym that we're so accustomed to using, but it better reflects our attitude of exploration instead of education. And we're actually still in the market for a name that better describes our program, because we're not all that religious. So let me know if you have questions or ideas about that. And I think it's time for Holly's party game now.
Okay, so we're going to play a game called Never Have I Ever, which many of you have probably already played before. It's technically a drinking game, so hopefully you all have some coffee or whatever other beverage you enjoy. And I thought this would be a fun game because I'm really looking forward to getting to know everybody in a different way than I maybe have in the past. So I've got 10 statements of things that I've never done. And when I say them, if you have done them, you take a drink of whatever you want to drink. Okay, so this is the first one. Never have I ever baked a pie. I've never baked a pie. There goes Peggy, Kate, Katrina, Rebecca. Morris? Okay, I'm running out of people. Okay. Never have I ever built a lean-to. I'm sad about it. Carl's built one. Built any sort of lean-to. Put sticks up against a tree and made them stay. My kids have done it. I have not. Eileen, you've done that? You have a comment? Can somebody unmute Eileen?
People can unmute themselves, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But if we all unmute and have, I don't know how long the time's going to go if we all comment for everything.
Did you say never?
Never. If I'm going to say things that I have never done, if you have done them, then you drink.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, opposite.
Mm-hmm. Al's built a lean-to. Okay. Never have I ever ridden a unicycle. I'm not sure that I could. Andy's ridden the unicycle. Oh, Al's ridden the unicycle. That's pretty cool. Oh, Paula's ridden the unicycle. Okay. All right. Never have I ever played a ukulele. I just added this one because Barb, there goes Peggy and Carl and Paula, Mary and Patty and Rachel. Oh, okay. Never have I ever chopped down a tree. I kind of wish I had, but I've never done it. Kent, Al, Mary, Martin. Okay, here's a good one. Never have I ever had a cavity. I've never had a cavity. Ever. Everybody's drinking. Woohoo. I'm 43, and I don't think I'm ever gonna now. Woohoo. Okay. Never have I ever eaten a persimmon. I'm not even sure I could pick one out of a grocery store. Karen's eaten a persimmon. Ron's eaten a persimmon. Barb. Al and Eileen. All right. Okay. Never have I ever driven a tractor. Karen's driven a tractor. Al's driven a tractor. Wow. Mary, have you driven a tractor? Wow. Okay. Pretty cool. Never have I ever broken a bone. There goes Kate. That's a bummer one. Broken a bone. Disa, Carl, Peggy, Patty, Rachel. Okay. Last one. I think I'm probably going to get a lot of people to drink on this one. Never have I ever left North America. Whoa, look at all. Everybody's drinking. That was it. That was it. Thank you, everybody, for playing my game with me. That was fun.
There's a big debate going on at my house about whether Hawaii counts as North America.
Mm-hmm. I have been to Hawaii, so I counted it as North America.
Okay.
If I can settle that debate for you.
Thanks, Holly. That was fun. Now I'd like to share with you some pictures from Holly's career at Prairie. So we're just pictures from the last 6 years. And there are a lot, I want to warn you, there are a lot of people and activities that are not included in this slideshow because it would have been way too long if I tried to get everybody. But these pictures and others are going to be in a memory book that we put together and give to Holly later in the summer. So there will be more represented.
Will it still be summer?
Yes, I think it will still be summer when we finish that up. And Mary, we will make a copy for Prairie to have too. And we also will have a thank you gift to give to Holly when she's back from her road trip. So I'm going to share my screen now and show you a slideshow. Getting there. Right from the beginning, Holly helped us focus on building the kids' power to make their own decisions, which is what we want them to do well by the time they grow up. So here, they're getting ready to play a game, but Holly is not telling them the rules. She's guiding them through a process of negotiating the rules and deciding them as a group. Holly also came in with a lot of enthusiasm for our outdoor space. So she made the tire serpent happen with help from the teams. And she made the stump circle happen. And she collected extra winter gear so we'd always have something for visitors or dressed up kids. When Holly came to Prairie, we got these two as well as a bonus. And you can see how much time has passed because look how little they were. These two deserve some appreciation too, because who knows how many hours they spent entertaining themselves at Prairie in afternoons when their mom was working. A lot of you will remember our fundraisers. The golden lentil soup has been a big seller. The social justice bazaar at Oak Park Place last November was a really good shopping opportunity. Coordinated by the 4th through 6th graders. I don't have pictures from Oak Park Place, sorry to say. Field trips. Holly coordinated a lot of field trips. We had a food drive and then took the food to Second Harvest. The kids made made pet beds out of fleece. They also worked really well as hats. And you can see here, this was my first hint that Helena really likes snakes. And we've been back to the Humane Society again. It was a popular field trip. Holly also built relationships with some of the local nursing homes. This is the one that used to stand where Old Park Place is now. We had a holiday visit over there to do a craft project and read books, and Ava played Christmas carols on the piano. And we've also visited Bright Star to spread some cheer. It's a really sweet, sweet set of field trips. Another important thing in the RE program has been Our Whole Lives or OWL. Comprehensive sexuality education is important to our families. And so in response, Holly has made sure that every young person coming through Prairie has the opportunity to participate in OWL at three points, three important developmental stages in their lives. So Holly doubled the number, our number of trained facilitators, and we're running the program every year now. It used to be that we sometimes couldn't do it because we didn't have many kids in an appropriate age group, but Holly has recruited outside the program when that's the case so that we can have a robust group every year. Plays. Prairie loves the energy and creativity of plays, very often directed by Robin Proud. This was the Three Wise Women, which featured a talking camel. Here, the Hogwarts class is practicing a skit about refugees, getting ready to kick off the Guest at Your Table collections. This was the most recent play that we had. The sets and the performances, even though we don't really manage a lot of rehearsal time, but the performances are energetic. And, you know, this is, I think, a great thing at Prairie. The kids have practiced getting up in front of the congregation as they're growing up. And that leads them to be adults that are comfortable speaking up. Here we see Jesse leading an RE activity and Aaron Liu doing that great presentation on the values shared by Ultimate Frisbee and Unitarian Universalism. And in the last couple of years, we've also had a presentation from his sister, Catherine Liu. I know Rachel Hughes is involved in organizing student protests. So our kids come up as strong speakers. But we're not always talking in front of the congregation. Sometimes we're in the backyard having fun. Holly boosted our summer attendance with fun outdoor all ages programming. Making ice cream in a bag and doing tie-dye have become annual favorites. Getting wet, playing with bubbles, more ice cream in a bag. Things can get pretty messy at Prairie. But sometimes it's the ideas, not the hands and faces, that are messy. There's a one-year curriculum called Compass Points that Rachel led the teens in, and they really dug into the issues and spent 3 years doing that curriculum. More recently, the teen group that we had at Oak Park Place learned about world religions, with many of you participating in that program. So many adults and kids have happy memories of Nifty Gifty. Kathy Converse was the head elf for many years. Suzanne and Maddox and Coraline had their first Nifty Gifty experience this year. Jesse might be the most enthusiastic Nifty Gifty participant that has ever lived, but they're helping with coordinating now. Remember dancing the maypole? I think this day with Mike Briggs playing the accordion, I think this day was Mingus's first time to visit Prairie. But Holly's biggest contribution to Prairie is choice. In the workshop model that she implemented, every youngster can choose an activity that interests them. These pictures are from an Easter Sunday that was a good example. Two of the choices were using balloons and other materials to protect an egg from cracking when you dropped it from high up. And another option was making Easter bonnets, fancy Easter bonnets out of newspaper and other paper. With the workshop model and choices available every day, every Sunday, every Sunday morning starts with an opening circle. That's when we reflect on UU principles, practice mindfulness and self-regulation, and most importantly, hear what the choices are for that day. There's some very popular activities. Al and Gary are overseeing the take-apart workshop where kids get to investigate the insides of broken appliances. Aiden and Ethan and Charlie are making something in the makerspace. I do not know what. Here, Johanna is leading a yoga workshop, and you can see that Rory is really intently mindful of her breathing. Holly incorporated mindfulness and social emotional learning into a lot of workshops and also into the opening circles. Another popular workshop in the makerspace was sewing. Here, Heidi is helping Ivy mend a squirrel, and Judy Skog is showing us her fabulous sewing box, and Tess and Faith are making pillows. One of the great things about the workshop model is that you don't have to sign up for a whole year of teaching a curriculum in order to participate in RE. You can just come down one Sunday and share a skill or an interest of yours. And since the kids choose their activity, it's really easy to keep them engaged. Cooking and sharing food is a great way to learn about the traditions of our UU sources. We were learning about a Hebrew holiday, a Jewish holiday called Tu B'Shavat, excuse my Hebrew pronunciation, the birthday of the trees and a celebration of tree fruit. We made an apple crisp to share at a soup sundae. And Tess is eating a Hindu sweet, temple sweet. That was a different day. This was a great event. It was Tess's idea. Tess asked if we could have a blessing of animals, and Holly made it happen. And the whole downstairs was just full of animals and happy kids. Last summer, while Prairie was having services in the annex and space was tight, Holly took RE on the road. We met up at a different place every week. This was at Lake Farm Park, where Maddie made friends with a toad. And Patty took Mingus and Jacob and Sullivan on a hike. And the kids left the hula hooping to the adults. I want to point out also that Holly's done things that benefit all of us upstairs, too. She's done presentations on progressive education. Holly gave us our first social media presence on Facebook. She organized a sewing group or a craft group called Craft and Chat that made things like these marble mazes to give fidgety hands something to do in the service. And the flamingos that are traveling around this summer were Holly's idea. But what we'll remember most are the fun times that we've had together in the last 6 years. Thanks for helping us live our principles and have fun together, Holly. We're moving into the future with a more inclusive, progressive, responsive religious education program. And I'm coming back to the Zoom window.
Where are you?
Oh, you're very generous, you guys. Okay, Andy pointed out the applause is for Holly, not for me. Okay, so now we're going to have a time when all of you can share a brief memory of a memory of Holly or of Ari during her time. And we have, how many people do we have here? We have about 20 people. And so everybody can take up to a minute. If you brought a flower, you can hold your flower up when you talk. I'll call on people. I'll start it off. Something that I will always remember about Holly is how she guided us. Instead of just moving through a curriculum on a particular day to check off things on the list, we really took the time to talk with the kids about how they're relating to each other. So if somebody was teasing, we didn't just say, you know, say you're sorry and get over it and move on. You know, we really talked about how everybody felt and what would help them feel good about each other again. So now I'd like to first, if any of the kids who are here want to share a favorite memory from Ari.
Just call on, if people can raise their hand and I can help unmute people too. If you okay. Tell me who you're.
Yeah, I'll call on people, but if you would like to share something, what kids do we have here? Helena, Simon, do you want to say something about what you've liked at RE?
You say you're off mute now.
I liked all the fun events and being able to play outside. And it was really cool that Holly was able to coordinate that all for us.
I love making ice cream.
You saw the flowers. So I didn't know.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That's from our flower garden.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's me. Holly, I don't know. There's so much good things to say about her, and I just really appreciate all she's done for the kids and the adults. And there's nothing necessarily specific, although I do appreciate her sense of humor and telling the story about why she should never teach owl to her kids. I love that. That involved Ivy. So anyway, I just so appreciate her in Prairie's lives. Thank you, Holly.
Kids who want to talk. Okay, let's move on to Katrina. Do you have kids there who want to talk?
Well, Mingus is shy, but he told me what he wanted me to say on his behalf.
Uh-huh.
You want to sit up?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to sit up so they can see you? Okay. He said that on the first day we came to Prairie, Holly helped him fit in with the other kids, even though he didn't know anyone, and he really appreciated that.
Oh.
I wanted to share, we do have a flower that I just picked from our garden this morning. I think Holly is one of the main reasons that we felt really welcomed at Prairie and that we ended up joining. We could feel like it was a good place for our kids. Sorry. and I've really enjoyed the chances I've had to talk with Holly outside of Prairie too. I think she's one of the few people that I have connected with outside of Sunday mornings. So I'm glad that she'll be staying on as a member. Anything else?
Daddy.
How about RE committee members and volunteers? Paula and Carl?
So we unmuted.
Oh, just a minute. Yes,
I got you unmuted.
Okay.
It's been really hard to come up with words. I don't know how to say it, what it's been like to, well, just, it's hard to describe a DRE like Holly and what a pleasure it is to work with her. I'll give it a go, that is, if you'll allow me. It's stimulating, invigorating, an honor. When we were looking to hire in 2014, we made a list of skills, more than a few. Our list of wishes all came true with Holly, an educator, communicator, you. I'm not quite what you would call tech savvy, but Holly gently helped me level up. And many's the time she got us all to laughing. She tells a hell of a story, sure enough. She has sky-high energy and creativity, passionate but patient too. You asked me what it was like to work with Holly. Holly, it's been a joy. Joy to work with you.
Oh.
Did you think I was going to cry?
That was wonderful. Who wants to be next?
I could be.
Okay, Jesse's going to be.
Flower. what I was going to talk about is when the rooms all got like changed from classrooms to like, I guess, purpose rooms or whatever. I really appreciated the makerspace having a room for just art, and that Holly deliberately put a room aside for being quiet, not having to deal with how loud Ari can get. That was really great for me, and I think
other people too.
Yeah, some of the kids too really benefited from being able to find a quieter, less chaotic space, even just for a little while.
Thanks. Carl, we got it. You okay?
I got it.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I didn't want to follow Paula, so I waited for. Here's my flowers. It's a picture. I don't have a specific memory. I guess I more of a complaint. One thing that struck me about Holly was how she kind of ignored the job description. She absolutely did everything on the job description, but she did so much more. She was just there at every moment, anytime anybody needed her for anything, and kind of did everything. She really spoiled us. It was just so obvious that Holly loved her job and loved the kids and was bursting with creative energy. So Holly, thank you for that.
Well said, Carl. I second all of that. Robin.
Well, I was at the meeting at Susan Herr Hoyman's house, and I imagine, yeah, Paula, Carl, Karen, some of you were there when we found out. It was kind of an emergency meeting because we found out that Rebecca was leaving, and all these things came up, like we want this person to be a UU and have an educational background and be willing to work part-time for what we're going to pay them. And I swear it was not much longer that Holly showed up. I might have been the first one to talk to her. I think she introduced herself and said that she was a teacher, and she had seen an announcement in the Board of Service too, I think. But so she was like the answer to our Unitarian prayers or something like that. And I really appreciated how, a word for Holly is revolutionary, but I appreciated how she really supported me in things I had already been doing, some of the plays and teaching, and that she kind of let me keep doing what I wanted to do, as well as introducing so many new things that really brought in a lot more families. Her energy, while also being extremely efficient, it's really rare. And then just leadership in general. I've also used her for ideas for stories, even for programs that we're not even associated with here, and just a wealth of resources. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin. Anybody else? Looks like Rebecca Strom would like to say something. Oh, you got unmuted and remuted. There you go.
There we go.
So when we first came to Prairie, Charlie was in fourth grade and a rather reluctant churchgoer. I know you're surprised by that, but we had come from a church where Ari was really a afterthought, and so I'm not surprised he wasn't excited, but we got him to Prairie, and there was this class for his age that was all Harry Potter. And it wasn't just about Harry Potter. They had transformed the classroom into Hogwarts, and they had wands and costumes. They had witch hats, and it only took the one day, and he thought it was cool, and he wanted to go back. Well, thank you, Holly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Holly found that curriculum, as well as the Jedi Academy.
Yeah, I participated in the Jedi Academy, and that was really nice. Charlie participated in that as well, and the I don't test like the Harry Potter one later, and then one of the things in the Jedi Academy was like a scenario, like a moral scenario, that the Jedi Council would talk about. The kids would be the Jedi Council, and they'd say what they thought about this moral scenario and what they thought the person should do in this situation. And that was just really a wonderful thing to offer the kids.
Oh, flowers.
We have flowers.
Oh, thank you, Holly. And thanks for bringing Ivy, of course. Tess and Ivy loved each other.
Barbara Chatterton. I think you can unmute yourself.
Oh, okay.
I got it. No, don't hit it, though. I got it. Well, you're good.
We had a lot of fun volunteering at RE, and it really changed in scope quite a bit. Sometimes when we had a whole bunch of teenagers, we would have Ron and I would play music, mostly Ron, and we had really some, big rousing song fests. And then a couple of times closer to before we went to OPP, actually, none of the kids were paying direct attention to us, except Harlan and Aiden. And Holly said, it doesn't matter. Just play background music. And, we felt very welcome. We didn't feel like, well, we're leaving. I mean, she just includes you so much. And we changed some lyrics to some cowboy songs where it had shoot a gun, and we didn't want to have that in there. That was sort of fun to, change up the songs. And one time I just saw Holly, and I was so excited about something, and she goes, well, then we'll just do it. I think it was a Saturday. We'll just do it tomorrow. And it was lying on the floor and outlining yourself on paper. And oh my gosh, Tessa and Ivy were such a riot. I will never forget how adorable they were, how enthusiastic they were, side by side. I'm not even sure if anyone else did it, but like it didn't even matter because their fun level was gigantically awesome. And it was just really wonderful. Like the whole atmosphere of going downstairs, there's just like a feeling like in the air that it embraces you. And I can't explain it more than that, but it was really awesome to volunteer, even though we didn't volunteer a ton.
I want to add, you've already heard from a number of different people how much RE has been bringing people into our membership. And I think that's a huge thing for the success of our organization. I have a suggestion for Karen that has to do with how do we name this thing? And it doesn't mean you have to do what I've suggested. And it will reveal that I may not be the best speller. But I think you could call it Our E.
Oh.
Because it is so accepting, and it's our choices and
so inclusive.
That kind of thing.
That is pretty beautiful, Ron.
Do what you want. We'll
certainly be considering that in the our E committee. Yeah, you know, I want to add that the atmosphere downstairs has felt much more like a family over these last years. That, you know, each kid brings their whole self, and adults can too. And there's just a feeling of nurturing and enjoyment that is really precious.
Even sometimes a thing fails, like we had this popcorn machine debacle day. The popcorn machine was not working. But, you know, really in the big picture, it didn't even matter at all. It just made you laugh and you're like, what? It was just so cute. Like everything was cute down there.
I'll go. I'm going to be short and sweet. I'm keeping an eye on the time and how many people still I think have to go. So this is my flower because it looks like a sunflower, but it's not, but it reminds me of sunflower. And I just want to say, Holly, thank you so much. You were a big factor in us joining Prairie. We felt so welcomed, and I love all your different ideas, and I love that you listen to things that I have to say and ideas too. And thank you so much for welcoming us, and I'm so excited you're going to stay a Prairie member, so we'll see you around.
Thanks, Renee. I see Morris has his hand up.
Thank you. I was waiting for somebody to say thank you for welcoming us. Thank you, Renee. Holly, you were great. Although my wife is not an active participant, I am, and we both felt very comfortable about our welcome and time spent with Holly. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thanks, Morris. I think Kate Lou had a hand up.
I just wanted to say a general thank you to Holly for her years of service with us, and also that I'm very grateful that you will still be around, because I've come to appreciate your friendship and your point of view on things when we have been and continue to be in somewhat of a similar space in our lives, and so I'm looking forward to still being able to maintain that connection. So I have my flower. So thank you.
Who else would like to talk? Okay, I think Mary was next. You can unmute yourself, Mary.
Thank
you,
Trent. There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say several years ago, Patty and Holly and I and maybe some other people went up to the Mid-America Conference or Assembly up in St. Paul or Minneapolis. It was St. Paul. And we had a chance to sit around a table and just visit with Holly and find out about her life. And I really appreciate learning about people's lives. And, you know, it gives me more of a context in talking with them. And as well, I also appreciate all the work she's done for Prairie, just bringing so many things and being a happy presence. And here are my flowers out of my garden, several days old, but you can see they were zinnias anyway. Thank you, Holly. You want to say anything? Patty wants to say something.
And I just want to add ditto to everything that's been said, but also I always felt like when I brought my little charges to Prairie, my grandson from Minneapolis, or Haku, came occasionally. She always knew who they were, knew what their interests were, and involved them. So, and Jacob, my grandson, just loved to come
show your heart.
Yeah. So thank you.
Rachel.
I'm gonna hold up the flowers. Yeah, hi. So I'll be aware of the time too and say, Holly, it's just been great to have you. I think I taught for 4 years during the time you were our DRE. And since I worked with the older kids and I had a curriculum, and Barb and Robin and others, I think there was a picture with Ken Haydock and Carl at one point. I can't even remember all the people that I taught with, but Holly was really great at figuring out where her help was needed the most. And she would just check in on me, or I should say you, Holly, I know you're listening in, just check in. Is there anything you need? And then sometimes there was, oh yeah, hey, I could use this and this, but otherwise, nope. She would just let me do my thing. And I think this is one of the really important things, Holly, that you guide when guidance is needed. You jump in and help when help is needed. You let people go when they're good to go. I mean, I so appreciated that. So thank you.
Thanks. Barb?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of echo what Rachel said when we did the, I think the hallmark of, one of her hallmarks is flexibility. Right. That, you know, we had this 1-year curriculum that we took 3 years to do. And she never said, oh no, you should be tightening that up. You should be getting that done. So we were able to go off on, you know, surveying the congregation and doing a whole program and go into great deal more depth than the curriculum was set up for. And, you know, Holly was flexible enough to say, yeah, go for it.
Yep. Penny.
Yeah. I was RE chair the whole time Holly has been with us. And so I really didn't have, I had too many responsibilities upstairs to interact with RE much. But the one thing I did get to do was help with some of the projects for the busy bags. And as an RE person, I really appreciated that innovation for our services, because I know it made parents more comfortable, you know, having a way to keep their kids silent when other people expect that. And that was nice. And this is my CSA flowers for the chair this week. So there you go.
Anybody else? Al.
Yeah, here's my flower in recognition that the education part of RE, or the experience part now,
or exploration
is not just with the kids. Because you get a call from or an email from Holly and you have to say, oh no, what do I do now? There's a lot of introspection and a lot of consideration of how best to work with the kids and what topics to bring up and what parts to take apart. We have to spend a lot of time internally getting ready. And that part is appreciated as well. Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Al. Anybody else? Okay, I think it's time for us to make our big bouquet. So what you're going to do now is hold your flowers up to your camera. So we just have a whole screen full of flowers, and then hold them there for a little bit. We're going to just keep this bouquet up here for a little bit. See, Holly, this is, you know, with meeting on Zoom, this is what we can give you. But Renee's also going to capture this image for us, and we'll put it in the memory book. So, and I hope she captures the part where Harlan is represented by a Wookiee.
Yeah. All right, everyone smile. All right, I think we got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Renee and everybody. Let's move on to our closing song, which Amber is going to play. Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful, Amber. You know what? I forgot to have the closing words read before the music, so now we'll have the closing words read after the music. Aiden is going to read these.
Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. Those were by Sheil Silverstein.
Thanks, Aiden.
Sweet.
So it's time now for our virtual coffee hour. We're going to start by welcoming guests and visitors.